Simen he, ois kuf. Tzarech li ois tag cotton al gaga. The kuf should have a small tag on the gag, betzad smoil, noita letzad heresh. And this tag, which is on the gag of the kuf, should be noita to the resh, meaning it should be tilted to the left. V'yirecha hayamanis, hayaminis, and the right leg of the kuf, tzarech li ois akuma heitev, it should be significantly bent, letzad regel smoil, toward the left. The regal smol lo yiga loy beyerech v'loy begag. The regal smol should not be touching the right yerech or the gag. V'imnoga, and if it does touch either on the right side or on the gag, pasul, it would be pasul. V'lo yarchik min hagag harba, you should not distance the regal of the kuf too much from the gag. Elo k'moy nekuda sahay, it should be the same as the nekuda of the hay, where he spoke out that the appropriate shear is that it should be visible from on top of the bima. Yesh limshech oisek tzas ba'alach sein letzad smoil, letzad yamin, it should also be slanted somewhat towards the right. Im moshach es hagag yoisim in aroi, what if he extended the gag of the kuf too much to the left, and the regal finds itself in the middle of the kuf, dina kamoi behei, the halacha is the same as by the hay, where we said that lechatchila it's puzzle, and b'dievet, if there's no way to fix it, then you can leave it that way, and it's kosher. Sivkot n'chavav, in the lishkas ha-sofer, noita letzad ha-resh, b'gemara Shabbos, daf kuf dalet, it says, umay taima mehadra, Tage the kuf lagabe resh. Why is the tag of the kuf towards the resh? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu im chayzer by any kosher lekaser kamoisi. If he does tshuva, this rasha, right? The resh represents the rasha. So if the rasha does tshuva, I'll be kosher on him a kesher kamoisi. V'chulei. T'mihani shaloi heviu zois hapoiskim sheiya hatag noita letzad resh. And I'm very surprised that the poiskim don't bring this inyan that the tag of the kuf should be facing the resh. Ois resh. Tia agula mamish. It should be totally round. Lamala on top. Shalai tidmela dalet v'tifsel. Because it should not at all look like a dalet and become posel. Al yidei kriya satinak. The gaga oruch. The gag should be long. Shalai tidmela vav. Because if the gag would be short, it could look like a vav. Yerecha kotzer. The yerech of the resh should be short. Shalai tidmelechav pshuta. Because if the regel of the resh, the yerech of the resh, is going to be too long, it could be like a chav. It could look like a chav pshuta. V'ti posel al yidei kriyas ha-tinoik. And it'll be nifsal through a tinoik. Ois shin. Roish ha-harishayin ke'ein yud she'ponel lamala. The first roish of the shin should be like a yud facing upward, v'chein roish ha'sheni, and also the middle roish mitam shin is bar lamala for the reasons that we explained previously, because we don't want the tagim on the first, the second roish, only on the third roish, and if they would be flat, you would have to put on the tagim. Therefore, we don't make them flat. Harishainim gufay, the first head of the shin, together with its guf, hukein vav, it's like a vav nimshach b'shipua at k'tzei regel hashlishi, on an angle until the edge of the third leg. V'haroish ha'emtzai hu k'min yud, and the middle roish is like a yud, because it has a shorter distance to travel until it meets the third leg. So the right one's like a vav, the middle one is like a yud. V'aleh oikets mismoil, and since it's like a yud, it should also have an oikets on the left side going up. V'roish ha'shlishi, the third head on the left should be like a Zion, mitam shen es bayar sham, because that's why it's going to get the tagim. V'tzirufoy ziv, right? You have a vav, a yud, and a Zion. Backwards is ziv. Olafi kabolas ha'arizal kol ha'shinin shebetfilin yu gimel kavin, k'moin gimel vavin yesharis. Should be like three lines with three straight vavs. So over here also it seems like his kavana is, first of all, to say that the Rosh Hasmali is a Vav and not a Zayin. And also it appears as though he's saying that the Roshim should be straight and not Muta Klape Mala. I think that's what it means. V'tzarech ledabek Rosh HaMtzoy letzad smoyla lemata. And you have to be madbik the Rosh HaEmtzai on the left on Batim, umayshava lamata, and as far as the Moshav on the Batim, lo yia rochav, it should not be flat, elochad, it should be pointy, letzad smile, at the Batim left, it should be pointy and not flat, lechatchila. Va'az yu kol ha-gimel roshim oimdim lamata, and that way, all three roshim, meaning all three legs, coming out of all three roshim, should meet lamata al regal achas at one point, kamaya kufa reish, because the Gemara says, sheker ein le raglayim. So we want the kuf, the reish, and the shin to all come down to one leg, one point. Sifkot mechav zayin in the lishkas ha-sayfer, ha-primagodim mistapik emeinim akiv afilu v'diyavid. Regarding this idea that the moishav should not be flat, the Prima Godim is mesupik that maybe it is ma'akiv. Sefer needs to be extremely careful not to make it flat. Ki humina gemara, because this is from the Gemara. My taima sheyikra shikra achada kara koi. What's the reason why it's at one point? Because shikra achada kara koi. Because sheker is on one leg. Upirish Rashi kol ois va'oishaboy. Each letter of sheker, meaning the shin, kuf, and reish, I met this al regal achas, all three of them are standing on one leg, and therefore very shaky. Ois tough, Kabbalah me Rishonim, we have a Kabbalah from the Rishonim, sheyia gaga im regal hayamin kemoi dalad. We have a Kabbalah that the gag and the regal yamin should be the same shape as a dalad. Viraglo smol, yesh oisen kein vov hafucha, v'yesh oisen kemoi dalad ktana hafucha. Some make it like a vav hafucha, and some make it like a dalid hafucha. But kol mokim she'alocha reifefes biyodcha, whenever you're not sure, holach achar haminig, you follow the minig. But kol zayis lechatchila. Obviously, nowadays, the minig is that we make it a vav hafucha. In moshach gag hatof yoyser min aroi, let's say the gag of the tof is extended much more than it needs to be. V'haregel be'emtza dina kamay behei v'kuf, where we said that lechatchila it's not kosher, but b'diavad one could be makel if there's no other choice. As I zokt, the pre megadim. So that's the end of the aleph base. Now the keses haSefer picks up with sif gimel. Kol ois tzarech li ois goylam echad. Every letter needs to be one unit. Kegoin yud ha'ayin v'ha'pei v'ha'tzadi v'ha'shin v'raglei ha'tof tzrichim liyos noigos b'ois u'ba'acha she'ena noigos psula k'moy she'izbar. All the letters, all the parts of the letters need to be touching because everything has to be one unit. And if the letter is not touching, if there's a nifsak in the middle of the ois, so that is not going to be kosher. V'chein mem stuma v'samach, also the mem stuma and the tzamach. Tzrichim liyos mudbokos usmuchos legamri afilu pirud dak echut asayra poisel behen. Even a tiny little nifsak in a samach or a mem will passel because again has to be one sealed unit. V'chein b'shar oisias chutz miregel ha-hei v'akuf. All the letters of the aleph beis are one unit, with the exceptions only of the hey and the kuf, which are two units. The hey is a dalet and a kuda. And the kuf, as we saw, is a chaf and a zayin coming out of the bottom. She'ein lahem liga, by those two letters, they should not touch. V'im noigin, and if they do touch, psulin k'moy she'izbar. So it's the opposite of the other 25 letters. V'chein yizoyer, v'kol oy shela yiga, afilu ba'atzmai. One should also be careful by all the oisiyas that they should not touch themselves. V'afilu ba'oikitz dak, and even with a small oikitz, chutz mimokim shetzarech liyer shamachuber, the only place where it should be touching is where it's supposed to be touching, but where it's not supposed to be touching, it should not be touching, even with a small oikitz. Si'if dalid, oisiyas shatnes getz, v'hu adin nun pshuta v'tzadik fufa, the letters, shin ayin tes nun zayin gimel tzadi, which includes the nun Pshuta and the tzadi kfufa, the kol makim shein tzrichin lezainan begimel bekol makim, and wherever they are found, bekol makim shein tzrichin lezainan, they have to be mezuyan begimel tagin with three tagim, Ke'en zainim ketanim v'dakim kechut ha'saira. Like small zainim, which are small and thin, kechut ha'saira. U'tzrichin she'yu ha'tagim noigim begufa ois. The tagim need to be touching the letter. V'chol echad nifrad mechaveri. And the tagim each need to stand independently. V'einon noigim begufa ois. If the tagim are not touching the letter, meaning they're sort of suspended in mid-air, or the tagim are touching each other, psulim, the tagim are psulim v'tzrichim l'taknam, and they need to be fixed. V'gam tzrichim she'yiu ha'tagim kol echad magia l'gufa ois. The tagim need to also touch the ois. Nifrad kol tag michaveroi. They need to touch the ice independent of the tag which is next to it, b'makim dibukai ba'ice, in the place where it touches the letter, shalayu ela zainin. That way, if each tag stands free, so then it's mamish like a zayin, loy ayin oishin, because if the tagim touch each other at the base of the tagim, then where it touches the top, the gag of the ice, then they could look like an ayin or a shin. So they should be freestanding. V'lo yad bikon b'soifos, and one should not attach the tagim at the edges of the letter. Ki in b'emtziusan, rather he should attach it in the middle of the roish. U'b'di'eved im loy osalem tagim klal ksherim. B'di'eved, if somebody made oisius without tagim at all, halalach l'maisi says kosher. V'yesh paisim im loy tiag shatnis gets. However, there are those that say that if you don't have shatnes gets tagim, it's possible. V'yesh lachosh l'divreim lehachmir v'shal teira ulataknan. And therefore, if possible, one should be machmir and put the tagim back on if they're missing. V'afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzais moyal tikkun. And even by tfilin u'mezuzais, this tikkun can be made of adding in the tagim. V'ein b'zeh mishum shalike sidran. Kevon shegufa ois tzurasai olav. Since even without the tagim, the letters are recognizable. Memela, there's no iser to correct it if it's missing the tagim, and it would be mutter to add the tagim on afterwards. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sifkotin Chof Ches. Noigim begufa ois, the letters should be touching the ois. B'tshuvas haramah, in the tshuvas of the ramah mipanu, simin lamit ches, gar benezifa, he is extremely upset, kishayena tagim mechubarim lo ois, Elatulian Lamala. When the tagim are not touching the letter, rather they are suspended in mid-air. Why is the Ramah so upset? Ki afla Rambam shatagim eina ma'akvin, because even according to the Rambam who holds that the tagim are not ma'akiv, hainu bidaleka klal, that's when there's no tagim at all. Aval kisha kosvam v'loi chibram, but when he wrote the tagim and he just didn't attach them, havian ka'isius yaseris, they're like extra letters in the middle of nowhere. Upaislin, and that passels the stam. V'lachein tzivul atakin, that's why he says the Ramah that you have to fix the tagim. V'amogen Avram hetik mishmoy bekitzer. The Mogen Avram, when he copied this Ramah mipanu, he copied it very bekitzer. V'meina noigin begufa oisius psulin. He just says it like that. V'mitoich kach, because he writes it so bekitzer, kosa b'tshuva zichron yosef simen yudches, t'yesh leimar, hainu p'shepsulin atagim. That the Ramah, they misunderstood the Ramah, that he just meant to say that the tagim apostle, the tzrichim latak nom, and they need to be fixed. Aval ena sefer Torah nifsal mishum kach, t'legora me ein lo tagim klal, because it's not worse than not having tagim at all, d'loi pasal, which is not a psul ad kan l'shoinai. V'kein nira shehoya das hagoin marash akosa v'shulchan aruch shaloi. It seems like this is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, avol bin the Shulchan Aruch Harav, avol b'dievet afilu loy osa lehem klal, that if you didn't make the tagim at all, ksherim, mashma de kol shekein mashe kosa v'tchila im eina noigin. Certainly that, because he wrote afilu, right? Afilu, avol b'dievet afilu loy osa lehem klal, ksherim. So it's mashma again, the kol shekein mashe kosa v'tchila im eina noigin, that if it's just not touching the gag of the ice, that's for sure going to be kosher. For MS, mefurish b'ramah, but the truth is that it's mefurish in the tshuva of the Ramah mipanu, shekisheyesh latagim, that when one does have tagim, ve'enam mechubarim, but they are not touching the letter, goratvei, that's actually worse me ein la tagim klal, which these other achrenim zichron yosef in the Shulchan Aruch Rav couldn't fathom that it should be worse. The Rama, in fact, does say that it's worse if you have tagim and they're not touching than if you don't have tagim at all. V'lachen shinisik tzas ha'ataka, and that's why I changed a little bit the nusach of the Rama from exactly what it says to exactly what the Keses wrote to avoid this misunderstanding. Se'if hey, noyegem ha'seifrim lases oid tagim v'kamim ha'koymes. The seifrim have a minig that they add in tagim in a particular place, which we know as the tagim of Shimusha Rabba, and there are other tagim as well listed in the Rishonim. V'ein chshash b'zeh, and this is no problem. Rak she'asiru mo'id, the only thing is that if somebody is going to add on these tagim, he has to be very careful. She'kishe oisen al ha'yud al ha'vav, she'yasu oisen dakin, that when you make tagim on a yud or on a vav, they should be very, very thin. She'like t'skalkal tzuris ha'ois, because if you have a fat tag on the gag of a vav or a yud, it can mamish cause a blatant shinoi tzura. Halacha vav, sif vav, yesh ayim, which is the final sif in simen hay. So again, simen hay sif vav, yesh ayimim she'ein lichtav dvarim shel choyl b'ksav ashuris. There are those that hold that one should not write anything of divrei choyl b'ksav ashuris, she'kois m'bayis ha'Torah, with the same lashon that one writes the Torah. So where does this halacha come from? It comes from the Ramah in Yeridea, Simen Resh Pei Dalid, and it comes from the Tshuvas Pe'er Hador of the Rambam, Simen Zayin, that they both say that it's not covered to write Ksav Ashuris, to write the Divrei Choyl with Ksav Ashuris, and therefore they hold that this is Osir.